Lakeland. Dressed in their finest ribbon skirts, ribbon shirt and maidi sash, three Lakeland Catholic elementary students were presented certificates and a smudge kit in recognition of their commitment to their culture and education. Each year the Alberta School Boards Association, ASBA, opens nominations for its Honoring Spirit, Indigenous Students Award. This year, three of the students nominated on behalf of Lakeland Catholic School Division by principals, teachers and outreach workers, received honorable mentions by ASBA for the Honoring Spirit Award. In recognition of these students' accomplishments, Lakeland Catholic's Board of Trustees invited Patience Badger, Brooklyn Dion and Destry Harold, along with their families to an intimate ceremony at the school division's main office on June 14. The small ceremony began with a land acknowledgement and prayers by School Board Chair Marianne Penner and Cahuan Elder Doreen Muspeo. While it may have been intimidating for the trio to receive so much focused attention from the adults in their lives, pride and joy was beaming from the parents, grandparents, siblings and school staff and administration who gathered to honor them. I am proud to stand here and acknowledge our little futures, as I say, and to share with you how proud we are of where they come from, and who they are, Muspeo shared with students and guests. She continued, know ourselves, and love ourselves for who we are. Work hard, always show kindness. Loving is what we need to do to help one another no matter what color we are. Always try and work for the Creator, I always say He is the main boss. Before students received their framed certificates and gift, Lakeland Catholic Superintendent Pamela Guilbeau shared the requirements of the Honoring Spirit Award and what students had to demonstrate to be considered for the award. ASBA outlines that the Honoring Spirit Award recognizes First Nation, Métis and Inuit students who model strength and commitment in pursuit of their personal education paths. They celebrate the unique qualities of students who inspire their peers, their teachers, education leaders and community members. Further to that, each student embraces their own gifts, their own strengths and their own potential, just as Doreen alluded to, your own identity, shared the superintendent. In order to be nominated for this award, you had to demonstrate perseverance. You had to maintain strength and self-care, a healthy attitude. You had to embrace your own cultural identity and promote strength and beauty, and value your culture. You had to model leadership. You had to empower others. You had to have an awesome work ethic. You have to be honest and you have to be kind. And obviously, you did, because here you are today. Dion, a grade 5 student from Holy Cross Elementary in Cold Lake, was the first to receive her certificate. The grade 5 student was nominated by her teacher Madison Moduke and Holy Cross family outreach worker Jamie Mills. In her letter of support, Dion's teacher described her as a young and powerful female leader in our school community, referencing her confidence in the classroom, her participation in the buddy reading program at the school, and other extracurricular activities including sports. I am so incredibly proud of Brooklyn and her resilience and strength when it comes to a young First Nations female, Moduke said. I have no doubt that Brooklyn will pursue any goal she sets her mind to as she is passionate and committed to herself. Badger, a grade 6 student from St. Dominic Elementary School in Cold Lake, was the second student to receive her certificate recognizing her honorable mention for the Honoring Spirit Award. The grade 6 student was nominated by her school principal Jacqueline Deansmore and her teacher Julie Engman. It is rare to find a student who exhibits such a consistent respectful nature to all. Patience demonstrates respect, kindness, and empathy for all fellow students and every staff member at the school, wrote Engman in Badger's nomination letter. Although Patience is very humble, I believe she deserves acknowledgement for her good deeds, hard work and perseverance. In her letter supporting Badger's nomination, Deansmore described her as someone who connects and embraces strength within her Cree culture through singing, art, and attending community powwows with her family. Harold, a grade 6 Dr. Bernard Brousseau student, was the last to be presented with his certificate. Harold's name was put forward for the award by his school principal Joe Marion, classroom support teacher Dana Chalk, and Lakeland Catholic Indigenous family outreach worker Shayna Badger. Destry takes pride in his heritage and serves as a role model for younger students, regularly mentoring them and sharing his knowledge of Métis history and traditions, Marion and Badger wrote in the nomination letter. In addition to proudly sharing his heritage and culture, Chalk described Harold as a student who is kind and empathetic towards others, with a can-do attitude and willingness to seek and give help as needed. Not only does he embrace and share his culture, his way of being is an embodiment of the true Métis spirit, they wrote. Related story. Honoring spirit and feeling like a princess.